Welcome. This is your host, Daisy. Tonight we will head over to Reddit for some creepy stories about skinwalkers, Bigfoot, and aliens. I hope you enjoy. Tonight on Reddit, username The Truth Is Here. It's titled Hyenas, A Large Man, An Interesting Night. Well, I had not really known anything about Skinwalker Ranch at the time, aside from hearing its name a few times around town. I am a very down-to-earth person. I'm not some UFO nut or some spiritual guru whack or a redneck above normal as I can be, and absolutely interested in this stuff because of my interactions I've learned are there for the study. Well, I was at a friend's house. He was part native, and his mom was head of the OSHA department out here, and she was very tribally spiritual. We were out in his fields one night, out in the middle of nowhere, and I was telling him of these various spiritual UFO sightings I had been having at night at my house, and I'll go into some of those later. And my philosophy on the Urantia book, well, we get into deep spiritual conversation sitting by the campfire, and I look over by the river about 100 meters from us, and I see this large dog pass by. And then again, I noticed that this was a huge dog. It struck me as odd that it looked like a large hyena. I remember telling him that his neighbor's dogs must have gotten onto his property. And he told me, "No, don't worry about those dogs," in a weird but serious voice. "Those are river dogs." I asked, "What is a river dog?" He told me that they are guardians of a sacred Ute territory, and they are skinwalkers who take the shape of these dogs to guard something sacred. His family was well aware of them, and he always knew to just let them do their thing and respect them. I grabbed a gun and was going to shoot it, and he just calmly said not to. He's tried to before, but nothing happened. I thought there was another friend with us, were pulling my leg. Well, we end up camping out in this little teardrop camper. Previously, we could hear all these branches breaking and something moving around the woods. Occasionally, it would throw rocks at us. I am very skeptical regarding everything, so I became a detective to weed out the source. This led me to believe his brother was in the woods trying to get a response. Maybe he had texted him. I thought for sure they were all in on it, trying to freak me out. Well, we are in the camper, and these rocks and branches and shit keep on hitting the camper. By this time, I was a little more receptive to this possibly being something weird and not them messing with me. The air was thick and electric. I remember like somebody was watching. And there was something there. The rock throwing thing and various weird groans I had heard reminded me of a couple of times I was in the woods camping and reminded me of the classic Bigfoot stuff. Finally, we all said enough and screw it, let's go back to the house. Because we had heard groans, which reminded me of the Bigfoot stuff again. Well, the house was a half a mile away, And on our way back, of course, we were talking about skinwalkers and philosophy and such. And as we were walking back, we all see these blue eyes in the bushes behind us. As we glanced back, we kind of froze there for a second, and my friend, whose house it was shined on the spotlight as it was there, but there was no animal there or anything. Thinking about this part is actually pretty funny in my opinion. We start walking down the trail through the field. It is nearly pitch black, and ahead I barely see this outline of this little 3-foot tall creature standing in the way about 20 feet ahead of us. I knew they saw it too because we all came to a stop. After about a second of just looking at it, my buddy asked sarcastically, "So you guys see it too?" We both answered, "Yeah." And he said, "You guys thinking what I'm thinking?" And we both loudly responded, "Yes." And the three of us, as one unit, stormed this little guy, screaming and charging forward. I'm not sure what we were trying to accomplish. These guys were known as fighters and rough dudes, so I guess it was just a surge of adrenaline that made us feel manly. The little dude, as we got close, darts to our left. Like darts, it reminds me of that predator moment at the Sherman Ranch. Darts at breakneck speed through tall grass and disappears behind a tree. From that same tree, a large 9 or 10 foot tall slender being with long, spindly arms and long fingers pops out and walks forward to another tree and kind of disappears behind it. Then that little guy pops forward and moves to the next one and then disappears. And then that large one popped out from that tree and moved forward to the next one, disappearing behind it. These were pretty thin trunks to disappear behind. We were pretty freaked out at this time. And I love this type of stuff, and so did they. We were ready for anything it felt, but nonetheless, we were kind of in a state of disbelief. I don't remember the time after, whether it was moments or whether we kind of discussed what had happened, but all the cows in his field began to stampede after us, and we only had one way to run. I thought we were dead for sure. Well, there was this one lone tree, and that was in front of us, apparently, and one of them grabbed onto it in hopes to save his life. My other friend did it too, and I almost didn't but realized it was our only choice. We were all three hanging on this 12-foot tall tree, just dangling off the lowest branches. These cattle had surrounded us 360 degrees, mooing, clearly aggravated. We were up there for a hot minute. I really thought things took a turn for the worst. Then, when we were royally freaked out, all of them stopped at the same moment and dispersed as if nothing had happened. It was super bizarre. We then went back to his house, and he told me of all sorts of weird things that happened here. His mom believes they are on sacred territory and burn sage brush throughout the house whenever this weird stuff happens. I wasn't aware of skinwalker stories, really, thinking that they were just folklore rather than cool UFO spiritual stuff. After I got home, the first thing I read regarding skinwalkers was, one, the hyena-shaped dogs. I saw it in a drawing somebody drew on a website. And two, this tall being that is seen sometimes. As a side note, I noticed when this consciousness is trying to get my attention, it always is in a curious way that transcends our understanding. Whenever something interesting like this would happen, it would seem that I would come upon this information after the fact, as if it piques my curiosity. I doubt it, but then it's affirmed that it's true. You will see, this is a huge overarching theme of this phenomena with this. One time they told me that a little glowing alien being floated down from the highest window in their log cabin freaked them all out, and they all slept in the living room for about 2 weeks after that. Another time I was there, we were in this field. We had come across this foul smell and this eerie fog in the woods. He knew this meant to stay away, but we were us, and we were nearly wandered in. The feeling was palpable. Well, we decided not to, that it was too risky. I had looked over and noticed a large track, and we went to investigate. It was going up a little berm that was right before the foggy forest portion, and we went up, and I can't remember for the life of me of what the track was, but I certainly remember the second. This is going to sound bizarre, but there on the left there was either a bear or a large dog print, as I think I remember. But the crazy part, aside from the large print of that left extremity, was that there was a large bird-like three-toed print to the right, as if a bird and a large dog were walking together, more like one creature had a paw and bird-like foot. I thought that was bizarre and wrote it off as something I may have made up or didn't see correctly after the fact. When these really weird things happen, I know if I write it off as fake or faulty, the universe has a way of proving it's just part of something more special. If it was something worth noting, if it wasn't, until a while later, looking back into the Sherman tales, that I believe I recall them coming across a large bird like tracks as well. Very bizarre stuff. Okay, so this Reddit post doesn't go into great detail on this subject, but this Reddit user has many posts, so we will just break them up. And also, if you've never heard of a skinwalker, look up the Skinwalker Ranch, and that could help you understand more of what this guy is trying to say, even though they are not on the Skinwalker Ranch. They're in another part of the United States where skinwalkers are known to be seen. Sometimes they say, you know, it's part of the Native Americans and they are protecting sacred land or something sacred. So that is the tale for tonight. I hope you enjoyed this. And like I said, this Reddit user has many different tales. This was just one small one, and we will get into more of those very soon. Thank you, and until next time.